I was hoping that if you are a parent, you could help us out with this and let us know whether or not this is actually a rude thing to do at the pool. Because I found a list of all the rudest behaviors that you could do at the pool. And there are some on there that are obvious, like using the pool as a toilet. Don't pee in the pool.
Yeah, that's rude.
Jumping in when you're gross and sweaty. I don't know that I agree with that one. It says that you should towel off a little bit before you get into the pool, but you're not any cleaner.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, the grime is still on you.
If you're laying out during the summer, you're going to get sweaty. And then the whole point of going in the pool is to cool off. Like, you're just going to repeat that cycle over and over again.
Now, the one I wanted to bring up, and I want to know if this is actually rude, it is topless tanning. And I'm sure you're immediately thinking, well, of course you can't just get topless and walk around the pool
right
in public, but that's not even what this says. Apparently, it is rude to, like, you know how girls will, like, sometimes untie their bikini top and lay on their stomach so they don't get tan lines on their back?
Absolutely.
Apparently, that is considered rude. And my question is, should it be? 601-995-1017, is undoing your bikini top at the pool, and you're not exposing yourself, you're just exposing your whole back.
Right.
Is that rude? Yes or no? 601-995-1017.
Obviously, I can't speak as a parent, but I do remember growing up, that was a very popular, like, it was more popular then, I feel like, than it is now. Almost every girl who was over the age of 16, whenever I was growing up, whenever we were at a pool, they would, as soon as they flipped over to tan their back, they'd untie their ties so they wouldn't get any tan lines on the back. And nobody said anything. So is that something that's changed? Do we now suddenly care? Or is this article just making a big deal out of nothing?
So I have the same memory of being a kid and seeing girls untie their bikini tops. And I'm wondering if the fact that that made such an impression on both of us, is that proof that it is rude? Because as kids, you and I both vividly remember that.
I mean, there are a lot of things that I vividly remember that I saw at pools as a kid, and that was not like a traumatic one. It was just something that you saw. It was very common.
I'm not saying it was traumatic. It was actually very welcome. I appreciate the memories. And Matthew says, no, not rude at all. He texted us at 601-995-1017. But I'm wondering if that's Matthew saying, I want to see that, or is it him saying, yes, I really don't have a problem. It's not rude at all.
Rachel says it's no different than a man walking around without a shirt.
An interesting point.
Also, I mean, what is the difference if a girl is laying, you know, on her stomach and she decides to untie the little tiny little strings that are on her back? What's the difference between having those tiny little strings there and no strings? I don't understand what that you're not seeing anymore.
I don't know.
Like, what? I can see 1 centimeter more of your skin on your back? Is that offensive?
Like I said, I found the story kind of surprising because I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
No.
But, I mean, then again, if it's on this list, somebody thinks it's a big deal. And I'm wondering if I could talk to that person who gets super bummed out anytime they see somebody with an untied bikini top at the pool.
That's wild.
And this text says, I'm 50 and I did it as a kid. Not rude. People just like to be poosters. Give me a break. Lacey says, I have teenage boys. It doesn't bother me as long as obviously they're not sitting up and exposing themselves. It's a back. They make backless dresses. I don't see the big deal. Yeah, they say that even untying the bikini top and laying down on your stomach is rude if you're at a public pool.
So I'm wondering if with Lacey's text, she means the accidental. Because I definitely, like I said, growing up, that was every girl at the pool did that. As long as they were over the age of like 16 or something. Every girl. And there was one time where I was at a pool and the girl had her top undone and she was laying on her stomach and she sat up just for a second, accidentally not remembering that the top was untied.
Oh.
Poor girl was mortified. Like, I didn't even hardly see anything.
Uh-huh.
And I was right across from her. So, but she was like, you know, mortified that she got up without her top on.
But it was an obvious accident.
Yeah, obviously. It wasn't on purpose. She wasn't purposefully trying to show anything.
I mean, to go back to being a teenager and you know how the teenage boy mind works, I always wanted that. Like, I always saw, you know, bikini tops untied and I'm just like, oh, I hope they forget. I hope they forget about that.
If it's also rude, because like same sentiment growing up, almost every girl, not only would they completely untie the bikini whenever they were on their stomachs tanning their backs, but whenever they were tanning their fronts, a lot of them would undo the top, like the halter strap, so they could get a nice tan, a nice strapless tan. Is that rude?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Janice says, it's not rude, but be mindful of the audience and environment, kids and men and husbands. And Matthew says, if you think that is rude, then you don't need to go to the pool.
Yeah, and like, what are these people who feel like untying a top when nothing is showing? What are their thoughts on the super cheeky bikini bottoms that are out these days?
Oh, yeah.
The ones where like both cheeks are completely exposed.
Yeah, it's like a piece of, like the bikinis were made out of floss.
Yes.
Like a couple strings of floss.
Yeah, like that I have a hard time with. I'm not going to judge anyone, but I couldn't wear that.
Thinking about those bikinis, got distracted. I'm a fan. I'm just saying I'm a fan. I'm an admirer.